Welcome to the Author Wheel Podcast, where we believe there's no single right way to produce, publish, or promote your work. Only what's right for you. In every episode, we'll talk about common writing roadblocks and how to overcome them so you can keep your stories rolling.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Author Wheel. This is Betweenisode number 5. I'm award-winning fantasy author Megan Haskell.
And I am USA Today best-selling mystery thriller author Greta Boris. Together, we are the Author Wheel.
And today, we are going to be talking about writing sprints. Again, like I said last week, the whole point of NaNoWriMo is to get those words on the page. And sometimes a little competition can help along the way, especially now that we are in the third week of November and maybe your motivation is starting to wane a little bit, or maybe you find yourself behind schedule and you need to speed it up.
Or all the turkey is making you sleepy and you need a little adrenaline.
Yes. So competition, healthy, friendly competition can be a great way to keep yourself rolling and going and moving forward and getting those words on the page. So our first tip today is to use what are called Pomodoros. Now, this actually came out of the business world a couple decades ago, I think. But the basic premise is that you break your day down into 25-minute increments. And each 25 minutes, you set a timer. You focus on a single task for that 25-minute period of time. And then after 25 minutes, your timer rings, you pause, you take a break you take a 5-minute break, get a drink of water or a cup of coffee or whatever. Then you come back to your desk, you choose your next task to focus on, and you set another 25-minute timer and you do it again. And after 4 25-minute intervals, well, now it's lunchtime. And then you come back after lunch and then it's time to go home. And so there you go. That's the corporate version of the Pomodoro. I think most writers use it a little bit more flexibly, we'll say. they don't necessarily do 4 in a row with strict 5-minute breaks followed by lunch. But I do find that setting a timer can be a huge help for my writing speed. It's something about having that timer running and knowing that for just 25 minutes. It's not really that long, but I can focus on just writing that one thing, that one chapter, that one scene, whatever, and not have to, or not allow myself to think about anything else. And so you can really try to isolate that chunk of time purely for writing.
I recently tried, instead of 25 minutes, I recently tried 55-minute chunks because I was really behind and I need to write a lot. So I did 55 minutes and I liked that for really getting in the flow and getting in there. Sometimes 25 minutes is a little short for me for that, to get my mind truly in the story. So know that you 25 minutes, yes, that is the way it was invented. However, feel free to be a little flexible with that time. You know, maybe it's 25 for you, maybe it's 45, maybe it's 55 like me.
Maybe it's 15.
Yeah, maybe it's 15. Yeah. So yeah, don't get religious about it.
No, definitely experiment and find out what works for you and for your schedule, because sometimes you might not have, a full hour, so you can't do two. So maybe you have 45 minutes, so you're just going to do one 45-minute timer. But setting that timer does have a beneficial effect on the brain to help you increase your speed. But I do want to say that for me, and again, everybody's different, so you got to experiment what works for you. But for me, I have found that 25 to 30 minutes is the peak length of time for me to truly sprint, right? So just typing as fast as I can. So the way I like to set myself up, ideally, and it doesn't always work this way, but ideally, you know, we talked about brain dumps last week or 2 weeks ago. So if you can do a 2-minute brain dump, get yourself set up, get yourself in that zone, in that state where you're in that scene. You've made all those sensory details in your head already. You've envisioned where you are. Then start the timer for 20, sometimes 25 minutes. I never do more than 25 if I'm really trying to sprint. And then I set that timer and I hit go. And I literally try to type as fast as I possibly can. And when I do that, you know, for 25 minutes, if you're really in the zone, you can maybe get, you know, 700-800 words in 25 minutes if you're really in it, which then you multiply that out across several sessions over the course of the day. And all of a sudden you're writing easily 1,000 words an hour, which I think is pretty good if you're not dictating. If you're dictating, you can do even more than that. So experiment with that a little bit, but definitely block out that time and set that timer to be completely distraction free, to be completely focused on just the one task of getting as many words on the page as possible in that amount of time.
One more little thing I want to add to the Pomodoro tip is that if there really is something that is niggling at you, I know last week we talked about not falling down the research rabbit hole, but there's sometimes like there is something you want to know because you feel like it's going to help you flesh out a scene. So I had that yesterday where I'm writing some scenes on Catalina Island and I wanted to know if there were underwater caves or caves that filled up with water. And I wanted to look on Google Earth and I just wait till your 5-minute break. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. It's good to get up and get away from the computer, but if there's really something you want to look at, then you can tell yourself, I can do it on my 5-minute break. And it was very cool to go to Google Earth and look at Catalina Island, look at the shoreline, look at, there is a lot of caves. And then that got me even more excited when I sat down to write the next, my next writing sprint. Mm-hmm. I was even more excited, even more jazzed, and I had even more ideas in my brain because I had just seen these visual images that were really fun.
Yeah. And I just want to add too that with that, if you 5 minutes, maybe that's not quite long enough, right? So to avoid going down that rabbit hole, at least too far, give yourself a Pomodoro for research.
Ooh, I like that.
Let yourself have, 15, 20 minutes to focus on that research, that one topic, that thing that you need to keep your manuscript going, right? And maybe it's not quite a full Pomodoro. Maybe you shorten it a little bit. So you're still spending more of your time writing than researching. But if you set a timer and if you follow that timer, now you're not going to be, waking up 2 hours later and going, oh my gosh, my whole day just, went away because I was researching Catalina or whatever.
Right.
So you can set those Pomodoro timers for other tasks besides just writing if you need to, if you find that helps you.
Yes, that's excellent. Excellent idea. So tip number two is kind of along the same lines. We were talking about healthy competition. You can take your word count from your Pomodoro, you can compete with yourself. And I do this quite a bit. It's interesting I've noted that if I do 25 minute Pomodoros, my first one, maybe between 450, 500 words. My second one will be usually over 500 words. I'm like competing with myself. But if I do too many Pomodoros in a day, then they start going way down. So it's interesting to see how your own brain works. Like what's your peak? How long can you really do this at peak performance levels, right? So that's one way to use the Pomodoro word count. Another thing you can do is join a group. NaNoWriMo does have groups built in. Usually they have them for your location. I know when they do the summer camp, you can join a cabin. You can grab other writer friends. You can go to a Facebook group, whatever. And then people will do writing sprints together, sometimes on Zoom, sometimes on Facebook Live. Sometimes they just text each other, okay, starting now, go. Or sometimes even in person, like in a coffee shop. I was writing with a friend a couple of years ago, and we would just do we'd go for a walk, get some exercise. Then we'd sit down and we'd do some Pomodoros and compare word counts. She always beat me, though. It was really discouraging. But you may, you know, you may find that you are very, very quick. And then that, yeah, it's a little shot in the arm and keeps you going.
Well, and surrounding with yourself with people who are doing things a little bit better than you, a little bit faster, they're, you know, you're going to strive for that as well. I mean, I know, Greta, you've told the story before about running and how you used to run with people who were a little faster than you. And as a result, you got faster. So that's
No, that's absolutely true.
And that's really the goal. So yeah, it might seem like, well, okay, you're quote unquote losing to your friend who writes faster than you, but if you're winning because you yourself will also be getting faster in that competition.
Right. So that is a wrap on our writing sprints and writing faster. I did want to mention that we do have a whole online course called Finish Your Novel Faster. And we have a lot of these kind of tips in there. So you might just want to drop on by authorwheel.com and take a look at that. But meanwhile, keep writing and keep those stories rolling.
Are you an aspiring author? Stop by www.authorwheel.com/stuff. to download the top 5 writing roadblocks aspiring authors must overcome. Thank you for listening to the Author Wheel podcast, hosted by Greta Boris and Megan Haskell, edited by Jim Wilborn.